From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Mel, but a Russian proposal for a Syrian city catches the UN by surprise. A new Russian military proposal to establish four corridors to allow civilians and rebels to leave the northern Syrian city of Aleppo is being studied by UN officials. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from Geneva.
News of the Russian military proposal came while the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, was attending a weekly meeting of the Humanitarian Axis Task Force. De Mistura says he and his colleagues were taken by surprise.
It is premature for me and others to actually make any comments until we have further details and on what has been and is the Russian proposal or initiative.
Under the Russian proposal, civilians reportedly will be allowed to leave Aleppo through three routes and rebels through a fourth. An estimated 300,000 people are trapped in Aleppo. Government forces are encircling the city, making it impossible for aid agencies to bring in food, medicine, and other essential supplies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The European Union and journalist associations expressed concern Thursday about a widening crackdown on media in Turkey, calling on Ankara to respect fundamental freedoms. As a candidate nation for EU membership, Turkey needs to aspire to the highest possible democratic standard and practices, including on the freedom of the media, said EU spokeswoman Maya Kosacancic. Turkey declared a state of emergency following a failed July 15th coup attempt that left 290 people dead and is conducting a large-scale crackdown. This is VOA.